Professor Bennett leads the way, guiding me deeper into the dark closet. We pass yellowed teaching posters that look like they're from the 1970s. We pass microscopes covered in cobwebs. What is all this?
You might not be aware, but this university used to be known for its biology department.
The professor stares forward while we walk.
A famous biologist used to teach here, but he was eventually fired after publishing some controversial research. After that, the university's reputation declined, and the biology department shrank.
What kind of research did he do? A weird feeling washes over me, causing my stomach to churn.
It was important work. Most people just didn't understand it. Why else do you think I came to teach here? I wanted access to this room. I wanted to see if his notes were still here, boxed away, and forgotten.
I remained silent. He didn't answer my question. We round a corner, arriving at a dead end. The shelves here are packed with books and document folders. Several cardboard boxes lie on the ground, the papers within scattered as though someone went through them in a frenzy. Messy, faded handwriting adorns the pages. These are old scientific notes. The results of past experiments? Did you find what you were looking for? I glance away.
Yeah, I've been searching all semester, poring over every book, reading every letter.
He reaches up to one of the shelves and grabs the thick, dusty spine of a book.
And I finally found this.
He pulls it out and shows it to me. The cover bears a black and white photo of something shocking. A penis. And not just any penis. It's excessively long. The balls are abnormally huge. A wild bush of dark pubes juts out near the base. At the top of the cover, the words, "Penile Modification," are printed in bold letters. My nose crinkles and I stumble back. I lose my balance, reaching out and grabbing at the shelves. I steady myself while several books clatter to the floor. I look down and realize they're magazines. Vintage porn magazines. I freeze up, my wide eyes combing down the sensual sight. One of them has fallen open, revealing the flesh-toned image of a young woman on her stomach. Like a creature in heat, she lifts her pussy for the camera. It's tight and pretty. Looks like a miniature butt dripping with lube. Something stirs in my pants. Beneath my jeans, my cock begins to swell. I might be short and skinny, but there's one part of me that's large. My cock. I don't remember how old I was when I realized it's a monster, but it was early in life. The tube between my legs. It's been the source of massive anxiety for as long as I can remember. Some guys have big dicks. But some guys have mammoth dicks. Cocks so huge they have to be stuffed in extra-large underwear. My dick is in the latter category. People act like having a monster cock is the ultimate blessing, but they don't talk about the drawbacks. It's often visible through my jeans even when flaccid, and when I get hard, it juts out like Pinocchio's nose. It's like having a third leg. I'm deeply self-conscious about it. For years, I've had an omnipresent fear that someday a girl will notice it. I'll be talking to her after class. Then I'll get an accidental boner. She'll see it and point. "Look, Taylor's a pervert," she'll yell. But here and now, my cock is doing just that. It's getting hard, flexing and growing while my biology teacher stares.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that the old professor was a bit of a porn connoisseur. There's a lot of content back here. Some of it is probably valuable.
Professor Bennett's eyes glide down toward my boner.
Seems like you're a fan, though. What about this one?
He sets down the dirty textbook and pulls a magazine from the shelf. I remain frozen as he steps in beside me. He's so close I can feel his body heat radiating through the air. Holding the magazine out, he cracks it open. My stomach does a backflip. The image of a ripped college jock stares back at me, his biceps flexed and his cock erect. He's got a thick, impressive phallus, but it's nothing compared to mine.
Are you bigger than him?
Yeah.
Why is your face so red? Are you embarrassed about your cock?
I look between my legs. There's a huge tent bulging away from my body. It's too big. I can't control it. I look away. Professor, we shouldn't be here. We shouldn't talk about these things.
Taylor, you can call me Luca. If you're my research assistant, we'll become close friends. Isn't it okay for close friends to talk about this?
I guess so.
Good. because this is what the research project is about.
He reaches out, sliding his arm around my shoulders and pulling me into a strange sideways hug. Reflexively, I wrap my arms around his core, resting my head against his ripped pecs. It's like lying atop a pillow of muscle. It's warm and comfy. It's soothing.
Look at this cock.
Luca turns the page, revealing a close-up of a grand, veiny erection. My eyes comb up and down the skin, tracing an artery branching along the side. It's like the Nile River, carving through a penile desert before forming a delta near the head. Why would you research this? My eyes lower while my cheeks burn with confusion and embarrassment.
I'm continuing an important project. The old professor believed the male body could be changed. He believed the penis could be morphed.
What do you mean? I look up at him with wide eyes.
Your big, disgusting cock can be fixed. There are ways to change you. There are ways to fix you. I brought you here for a reason, Taylor. Not because you're a good student, but because I've seen your bulge through your pants. You're so skinny and frail. You look silly with that big cock.
I continue clinging to him despite his harsh words.
Don't you understand? I'm trying to help you.
My mind reels. I've never talked to anyone about this. It's socially unacceptable for a guy to show anxiety and weakness. But here and now, everything is laid bare. My teacher. He's seeing a side of me that I've never shown to anyone before. Could he be telling the truth, though? Could he make me normal? Maybe I'll have more confidence around girls if I follow his instructions. This could be the ultimate blessing. It could change my life. Luca is a good man. A mentor. All right. How do we do it? I let go of him and pull back.
Compression socks.
What?
Compression socks. They restrict blood flow in the legs and reduce swelling. What if I told you there was something similar for your cock?
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Take a look at this.
He reaches into his pocket and extracts something strange. My eyes struggle to focus on the glittering object. Whatever it is, it doesn't look like a sock. It's got thin chrome bars that form a little tube that's closed on one end. A small brass padlock is affixed to the top, giving off an industrial aura. Something about this device makes me uneasy. It doesn't look medical. It doesn't look recreational. It just looks frightening. What is it?
It's a chastity cage.
Chastity cage? What's that? I've never heard of anything like that.
Think of it like a little home for your penis. Somewhere safe and cozy that it can rest and relax inside. Like a snake's burrow or a turtle's shell.
Whoa. My eyes shine with curiosity. Can I hold it?
Sure. Tell me how it feels.
He slips the exotic device into my hand. The metal is icy against my palm. It's hard and rigid. It's hefty and sturdy. It seems wrong to put something delicate like a penis inside. But maybe he's right. It's a turtle shell for my big cock. It can just retract inside. It doesn't need to feel embarrassed anymore. Out of sight. Out of mind. Is it safe?
Oh, of course. You don't need to worry, Taylor. I'd never hurt you. I'd never lie to you.
His eyes glide down, focusing between my legs.
Wearing the chastity cage all day, every day, will change your body. The blood vessels in your big, thick cock will constrict. Think of it like drying fruit. The longer you're baked in chastity, the more it shrivels up. If we work long and hard, we'll be able to transform your body. You'll be perfected.
All right, sir. I trust you. I hold out the cage. Please, put it on me. Please lock me up.
That's my good student.
He takes the cage and carefully sinks onto his knees before me. I stare stupefied while his large hands begin unbuckling my belt. It's strange to feel a man's hands on me like this. Truth be told, I've never had sex before. I've always been too anxious to pursue it. You'll be the first one to ever see it, I whisper as he unzips my fly.
A virgin?
Yeah.
Good.
He pulls my pants down, revealing the enormous cylindrical outline beneath my underwear.
It's pure. It's untouched.
He traces a big, strong hand over the bulge, causing a shudder of pleasure to jolt up my spine. I want to change it. I want it so badly. He just smiles and slips his fingers into my waistband, pulling my tight underwear down to my ankles. My veiny, excited rod bursts free, bobbing and swaying like a tree branch in a hurricane. Luca just watches it with a look of amusement. He seems quite pleased with the size. I guess it's perfect for his experiment.
Now just relax for me, all right? You need to put all your trust in me. Put your trust in your favorite professor.
Yes. Yes, sir. I look up at the ceiling while he smacks his hand against my dick, causing it to burn with pain. The erection gradually deflates, allowing him to grip it between his fingers and examine the flaccid vascularity. Like a surgeon preparing for an operation, he looks it over with extreme attention to detail. He touches every inch of it. And then I feel it. Cold, harsh metal encases the tip, gradually sliding down the soft shaft. The bars are snug, gripping my penile flesh with steady force. It's a jarring, surreal sensation. It squishes my soft cock up against my abdomen, forcing my masculinity to constrict. Luca clicks the padlock and lets go, allowing the metal device to hang off my body. It's dense, creating the bizarre sense that my dick is simultaneously smaller and heavier.
And here's the key.
He reaches beneath his dress shirt and pulls out a necklace with a tiny silver key attached.
I'm your key holder, Taylor. I decide how your dick is used.
I'm glad, sir. I'm lucky to be your assistant.
We'll do some great research together, I promise.
He grins and grabs the dirty old textbook.
Take this home with you tonight.
He thrusts it into my hands. Like homework?
Exactly. I want you to start reading it. Report back to me tomorrow after class and tell me everything you've learned.
I get dressed, and Luca leads me out of the dusty storage closet. Back in the classroom, it's as though nothing has changed.
Thanks for sticking around, Taylor. Have a great day.
He gives me a cheery wave. But as I exit into the school halls, I become aware of something new. The cage. I can feel it in my underwear. A heavy ball. It rests like an egg in a nest. With each step, it jostles. I try to clear my mind of everything that just transpired, but the cage forces me to keep thinking about it. It's an omnipresent reminder of what I did with my biology professor. And I can't take it off. A pang of anxiety surges into my veins as I get into my car. This cage can't be removed. Another man has assumed control of my bodily autonomy. That scares me. My dick twitches at the thought. I don't understand why, but it plumps up a bit, aching as the cage bars force it to remain small. This discomfort. Maybe it's a sign the cage is working? I drive home, turning on the radio to distract myself, but it doesn't help. I pull into my driveway and shove the dirty textbook into my backpack to hide it from view. I still live with my parents, and I definitely don't want them to find out about this. It'd be impossible to explain. I slip inside the house undetected and tiptoe toward my room. Once inside, I lock the door and flop onto my bed. My heart pounds with adrenaline, my fingers tremble with anticipation. I unzip my bag, extracting the textbook, and gazing upon the blocky letters spelling penile modification. The black and white penis photo on the cover only causes my pulse to quicken. This might be the first time I've ever been excited for a homework assignment. I crack the book open. Old, faded photos of dicks stare back at me while a musty scent fills the air. I flip through the pages, scanning over what seems to be an encyclopedia of cocks. They're all abnormally large like mine. Some have extreme, pronounced curves, while others are straight and symmetrical. Beside the photos, descriptions of the test subjects are written. It seems the old professor was running quite a large operation. I get impatient and flip until I see a photo of a fat dick shoved inside a chastity cage. The flesh protrudes from the tight bars, fighting for freedom. My eyes move to the text beside the photo.
The chastity transformation. What makes a man? Simply being born with a penis? No. There is more to it. Among males, a biological hierarchy exists. To understand the male body, we must look beyond the penis and journey inside the ass. Most men possess narrow anal canals with ample tissue protecting the prostate. Some men are born different, however. These anomalies are born with airy cavities deep within their bowels. They possess a prostate that is unusually shallow and can be easily stimulated via abrasion. Based on my research, men with these features also possess an extreme predisposition for homosexuality. Indeed, I believe I've discovered a biological marker for the behavior. This is the queer body. But many of my subjects buried their homosexual inclinations deep. Growing up in a world that exalts masculinity and eschews femininity, they've forced themselves to conform. Accepting chastity is what finally drew their true yearnings to the surface. When a cock is locked, sexual stimulation is restricted. The subject's body begins to fill with hormones, inducing an extreme state of arousal. It builds and builds, causing the mind to become transfixed on sex. The hormonal changes and restricted blood flow gradually cause the body to morph. The prostate becomes large and inflamed, the anal rim swells and turns red. Over time, a new sex organ is formed, the boy pussy. At the same time, the cock begins to lose potency. Trapped within the cage, erections grow weak before ceasing entirely. Sensitivity in the penis is diminished, and even the largest cocks will begin to shrink and lose mass. A man's masculinity begins to fade, and a profound mental transformation takes place.
I turn the page, but something catches my attention. Shoved into the book's spine, several Polaroid photos protrude. I pull them out, my jaw dropping as I struggle to comprehend what I'm seeing. Each photo shows young college jocks stripped nude on their hands and knees. Each jock wears a chastity cage, and each has a bright red, inflamed asshole. The tender wrinkles gleam with slick lube as the men reach back and finger their holes. They're boy pussies. These young men are athletic and look masculine, but this position saps them of that power. They're so weak and slutty. Their mouths hang open while their eyes flutter with euphoria. It's like they've transcended into another world. They're having a spiritual experience. As I stare at the photos, my cock quivers within its tight little cage. I've never touched my asshole before. What would it feel like?